6 years ago this week, a tsunami hit Japan, killing 15,000 people. It also triggered a nuclear disaster at the Fukushima power station. This was caused by an offshore mega subduction earthquake. That's where one tectonic plate, that's the big kind of plates that make up the surface of the earth, is forced beneath another. This can cause unpredictable and deadly chains of events. Now, a project called CRUST, that's short for Cascading Risk and Uncertainty Assessment of Earthquake, Shaking and Tsunami, it's in there somewhere. It's funded by the UK's Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, or EPSRC, and they've developed a system that could help us make better predictions about the consequences of undersea earthquakes like the one that hit Japan. And with us to talk about this is CRUST team member and earthquake specialist Crescenzo Petroni from University College London. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Tell me a bit about CRUST. Like, where did the idea to do this come from, and what's it actually doing?
CRUST is a joint effort between University of Bristol, University College London, and also supported by testing facility at HR Wallingford. And it's mainly looking at developing a computer model for the assessment of a chain of events which are triggered by the subduction earthquake, such as earthquake, tsunami, landslides, and series of aftershock. It's the first time where a unique platform is employed to gather together a lot of different hazards which are typically modelled on their own.
So you might just look at, say, an earthquake or a tsunami separately and not bring them all together?
Yes. So you might assess the damage on the built environment caused by earthquake only, tsunami only, on landslides only, whereas this one is capable to get a unique result out of the study.
All kinds of disaster, basically. So this isn't a kind of a prediction thing. This isn't the sort of thing you think about, like, you know, red lights flashing, a tsunami's coming, you've got to get out of the area. That's not what we're talking about here.
No, this is a tool to be used in peacetime. It's mainly used to help policymakers to mitigate the risk by employing proper emergency evacuation and also emergency planning, designing buildings against these threats, and the insurance sector in assessing the economic losses associated to these kind of events.
Because we do know now where in the world is susceptible to earthquakes, tsunamis. We know where the fault lines are that are cracking the surface of our Earth. So you're saying that this model will enable people in those areas to go, OK, what are we at risk of? How should we take appropriate actions to defend ourselves?
Yes, definitely. So policymakers might decide where to place a tsunami evacuation building where all the people should gather in case a tsunami alert will be triggered. They will decide where to put schools, hospitals, and sensitive kind of buildings. And this will interest not only the Pacific Belt, which is like Japan, New Zealand, California, and Chile, but also Europe, as we might recall that in the 18th century, a tsunami impacted Lisbon. And more recently, in the 20th century, also a tsunami occurred in southern Italy. So it's closer than we might think of.
And how do you get the data to put into this model? Because any model, you need like data from the real world, you put it into the computer and it kind of says this sort of thing might happen. Tell me about the sort of the model and the facility where you're studying this and getting data.
Yes, part of the study is looking at how the built environment responds in case a tsunami, an earthquake and tsunami occurs. And within this project, we are using a unique world-leading facility at HR Wallingford here in the UK, which is able to simulate tsunami in a flume. In particular, we are looking at what's the impact of a tsunami on a multiple or a cluster of buildings, also taking into account the presence of coastal defenses, which brutally failed during Japan event.
So what I'm imagining here is like almost like a model village. Yeah, I've been to a model village. So is this what you've got? You've got basically a model village in an enormous tank of water, and you spend all day just smashing it up.
Yes, almost. It's almost, simplistically speaking, yes, it is like that. There's a water tank which pumps some water in, sucks some water, so the water retrieves from the shore, and then the water inundates this idealized group of buildings, which we set up in Wallingford. And we assessed what's the force on the building and what's the influence of the building arrangement on the force acting on these kind of buildings.
Absolutely vital work. Thank you very much. That is Crescenzo Petroni from University College London.
Thank you very much.